There is a beautiful story in Chandogya Upanishad. There are many Upanishads, we shall come to that, but one of the Upanishads is called Chandogya Upanishad. Chanda is meter in English language. There are many chandas, many meters in Sanskrit, in Veda. This Chandogya Upanishad consists of many good stories, interesting stories. But one of them is the following. There was a great learned man, very, very learned man, perhaps one of the best of his time. Every discipline of knowledge he had mastered. Whatever was known at that time, at the highest level, it is something of which we should do in super school. Everything that was known at that time, he was a master of super school, you might say. He had learned everything that was known. His name was Narada. Narada had attained highest possible learning that was available in his time. To speak of any subject, and he would say, yes, I know it, and know it very well, and thoroughly well, and at the supreme level. Something like Aristotle. I spoke to you yesterday of Aristotle. You take any subject and you know that he has written a book on it. So something like Aristotle. This Narada went to a teacher. His name was Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar was the name of the teacher. He was a great rishi. He had employed all the methods of Vedantic knowledge. He had recovered the method by which words can be transcended. The veil of words can be overcome. You can go behind the words. You can get at the bottom of the words. So Sanat Kumar first of all asked Narada, what do you know? And why have you come to me? So he gave a list of all the subjects that he knew. One day I'll give the list of all the subjects that he knew. I don't want to burden your mind. He gives a list of all the sciences, arts of his time. He said, I know all this. But I have come to you because I am gripped by sorrow. I still have sorrow in spite of all the knowledge. I am suffering. There is sorrow in my mind, in my heart. I am sorrowful. And I want to be delivered from the sorrow. What is the secret by which sorrow can be overcome? And yet I know so much. But sorrow doesn't go out of my consciousness. I am still sorrowful. So the first answer that Sanat Kumar gives is, your knowledge is the knowledge of words. That was his answer. All your knowledge, all that you know is only words. And so long as you know, but only know through words, you cannot be delivered from sorrow. It's a very great sentence. It summarizes why there is sorrow. Because all that we know is only words. Mother once told me, when I was speaking to her about many subjects which I have been taught, Mother said, all that you are teaching is language. Whether you are teaching mathematics or physics or chemistry or history or geography, what are you doing? You are only learning language. You are trying to find out the words and trying to understand the meanings of the words. It's all language. Exactly what Mother Sarat Kumar told Narada, Mother told me that all that is this subject, all this knowledge is language. And the Mother told me exactly what Upanishads here said to me. Today you are thinking with words. She told me, today you are thinking with words. But today I ask you to think with ideas. There's a difference between words and ideas. This is the first method by which you can go behind the words. You penetrate through the words, go behind, and you will get ideas. And then she said, a little later, I shall ask you to think through experiences. That is the heart of the matter. Today you are thinking with words. I am asking you to think with ideas. That was my immediate program, as it were. She said, now you think with ideas, don't think with words. And then, little later, I don't know what is little later, but anyway, little later she said, I will ask you to through experiences. These are the three words which are very important, thinking with words. It is a veil of words, veil of language, symbolism. If you want to go behind the words, then you break through the words and catch the ideas which are there behind the words. And then go beyond and you will try to get experiences. Now, if you read that chapter of which I spoke just now, which chapter I spoke of?
Chapter 8.
Yes, chapter number 8. What is the title? Good. Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. If you open that chapter, there are three parts of that chapter. The first part deals with knowledge that you gain through senses. Which culminates, which the highest point of senses is, the knowledge that you get through the real sense. This is the discovery of the methods of Vedantic knowledge. Upanishad is here. How to penetrate? As long as we get knowledge only from senses, words are very important. But when you go beyond the senses and come to this real sense, they discover that the five senses which we have, eyes, ears, etc., there are five senses. Behind these five senses, there is one more sense, the sixth sense. It is the real sense. It is called in Sanskrit Manas. M-A-N-A-S. It is the Manas, the sixth sense. You may have all the eyes open, but if your mind is not attached to the eyes, even by seeing you will not see. Isn't that so? you may have your ears open, but if your mind is not attached to the ears, even while hearing, you will not hear. When you are about to sleep, one mosquito bite may touch you and may sting you. But if you are getting into deep sleep, you will not experience it. The mind is withdrawing from the senses. Manas is the mind, sense mind. Manas is the sense mind. The mind which is attached to the senses, which can detach itself from the senses, that is the sense mind. Now Vedic rishis discovered this, that behind the six senses there is a sense which has tremendous capacities. It can see without seeing, it can hear without hearing. And even while hearing you may not hear, even while seeing you may not see. Both ways.